Ayis falls, v'yekoyla toli mitzav reidim, the responsibility will be upon the heads of the Edim. They'll get punished for it. But I won't get punished because I'm passing according to the two Edim. Talmud Torah Pesach says, no, midvar sheker tirchok, stay away from sheker. Like you know, the psak you're saying now is false. It's not true. Do not give such a psak. Minayin, how do we know? Le Talmud she yoshtof ne rabbi, the Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe. For royes chus liyoni, he sees that the yoni, the poor man, is right. The chayiv the yosher and the usher is chayiv. Minayin, how do I know? Shlo yishtek, he should not keep quiet. Like it's hard for him to do that. The Bible says the Rebbe once sat nice to the yosher, and the Talmud knows not that way. How do I know the Talmud should not keep quiet, but rather he should tell the Rebbe you're making a mistake? Talmud, the pasuk says midvash sheker tirchak, stay away from sheker, meaning stop other people from doing sheker. So if you see your Rebbe is doing the wrong way, go and tell him. Minayin, how do I know the Talmud shiroyes rabbi should tell you bedin? The Talmud sees that his Rebbe is making a mistake for din. So
why didn't it say?
Minan, how do I know the Talmud? Shuroyes Rabbi Shetoye Bedin. The Talmud sees Rebbe making a mistake. Shlo Yemi should not say, listen, Emtun Loyachin Renu. I'll wait until my Rebbe first finishes the Psak Din. And then the Astrena, then I'll bring proof that is wrong. V'yavnenu, I'll build it up, Mishali. Kadei Sheikru Hadin Al Shemi. I want to be a famous guy. They'll say, I was the good dying. You should not do that, Talmud. Right away, as soon as you see your Rebbe making a mistake, right away come and tell him. Do not wait so you should get the glory. Minayin, how do I know? Minayin, how do I know Talmud? Shomel Rabbi. Your day is... Minayin, how do I know? The Talmud. Shomel Rabbi. Rebbe says like this. Your day ought to be, listen, my Talmud, you know me. Shenoistunli meyamona eini mevada. If somebody would give me $100, I would not say a lie. But still, mona yeshti yetzaploini. You should know I'm telling you the truth that this person owes me $100. The only yola veleidech, I only have one aid for this. So minayin, how do I know, so it's tarifimai, that this Talmud now should not like believe his Rebbe and be an aid to be mistarif to make aidim that the person owes him $100? Talmud Lama Pasuk says, midvash sheker tirchok, stay away from sheker. For the Gemara, hi midvash sheker tirchok, nafku, you learn not only from here, havadi shkuri kama sheker. Here the aid is false. He himself does not know. He does not know that the person owes his Rebbe money. His Rebbe told him, that's not aidus. For Achman Omar, Leistana Brecha Eid Sheker, don't say false aidus. You cannot say you know the person owes aidus. It's not true. So that's not from a Devash Sheker Tirchak. Ella true. Going, the case here is like this. The Yomalei, Vadai Chatzadis, the Rebbe told us something like this. I have one aid that knows about this, that this Reuben owes me $100. But V'to'at, I want you also to come, V'to'at kum, just stand there, Hossam. For the time of what means, don't say a word. I just wanted to look like there are two Edim. So do me a favor and just stand there. Do not say anything. Kum, for the time of midi, don't lay mafkis mepumcha shikra. No force will come out of your mouth. You just stand there. It will look to Bezin like there are two Edim, but you won't have to open up your mouth. Ha'filuachi yos still a sasa. Mishum shenem adva sheka tirchai. That it looks like false. You're not saying anything false, but the mindset looks like false. This also is also. That you lent your friend $100. So really, he only owes you $100. And he's denying it. So know what you'll do? You come to Bezin and say, he owes me $200. Kidei, shivadali b'mona. In order, he'll admit that he owes me $100. So be a mighty b'miksas. V'yitzchayevli shvur. He'll have to swear to me that he does not owe me the other shvur. So what do I gain? I gain v'yagal galola shvur mimokam achar. I have doubts whether he owes me other money. I want to swear on something else. So locker is, once you have to swear to me for this money to be mixed up, I could force you to swear other things also. So I gain on the deal. Talmud Torah Pesach says, no, midvash sheker tirchak. Stay away from sheker. Do not start off asking for 200 if you know he only owes you 100. The same thing, minayin leis v'chaver amona v'torn u'masayim. Your friend owes you 100 and he asks you for 200. So shloyama, you should not say like this. Achap rena v'bezdin. I'll deny it completely now in Bezdin. He's asking for too much. I know I owe him 100. I'll admit it out of Bezdin, but not now. I don't want to have to swear to him. He shouldn't make me swear other shvuas. So I'll lie a little bit now in Bezdin and I owe him nothing, even though I'm doing it for purpose. You have to stay away from sheker. If right now he's asking for 200, and you know you owe him 100, you have to admit that you owe him 100, even though it's going to cause you to swear, but as a sheker, you cannot lie. All right.
the middle of the Gemara.
Mar says, and so I smack in the middle. Minayin, minayin l'shloisha, shenoisim ona biyachad. Three people lent somebody $100. So three people are the Baal Dvorim, and they have no Eidim. So how do I know? Shloye echod Baal Din, out of these three people, one of them should come to Bezdin, the Torah, to Baal Din. One person will come and ask for the money. Ushnayim Eidim. And the other two, they'll become Eidim. And really that's false, because they're possibly Eidim, because they're a Baal Dover. So Kedei Sheyotsu Mono Yachloku, in order like this, they'll be able to have Eidim, and they'll take out the money from Bezdin, and then they'll divide it between themselves. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, stay away from Sheker. This is Sheker, that since two of you, the Eidim, are Baal Dvorim, the money really belongs to them, they're apostle, so do not be Eidim. Minayin, how do I know? Lishnayim shabo ledin. Two people come to the din Torah. Two people, Reuben and Shimon. Echad lovos shamrutut. One is wearing like shmatis, simple clothing. The echad lovos istlis bas mona meya. And bas meya mona. And one is wearing a $100 suit. Like one is dressed beautiful, and the other one is like a shmata. So how do I know? Shaimrim loy. That Bezdin tells the person that's wearing the $100 suit, lovish kamaisai. Listen, you have to put on now simple clothing, because otherwise it's not right and din. The other person will close his mouth. He'll be embarrassed. You look so nice. He looks so poor. He'll be embarrassed to talk. Or else, oi, he'll be shul kamaisko. If you bedavka want to wear your $100 suit, the other answer is buy this other person also $100 suit. So you should both look equal. Then it'll be emes. But otherwise, Talmud Lema Pesach says, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, stay away from Sheker. This is also called Sheker, that you're causing one person may not be able to be heard the way you will be heard. Ki havi also lekamei derava. Ki havi also lekamei derava. Bar Rafuna, when a din Torah came in front of Rava, Bar Rafuna, Omelu, he told him, Shalufu Pus Michael, take off your beautiful socks. The chusludina, and then we'll sit down to have a psak din. But the same type of a svara. If one person was dressed beautiful, the other one not, they told him, take off your beautiful socks. Now, minayin ladayin, how do I know? Minayin ladayin. Shelo yishma divrei bal din koidim. Shiyovei bal din chaveroi. Is an is upon the dayin himself. He should not hear one party before the second party comes to the din Torah. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, stay away from Sheker. In other words, if you hear one side before the other person even comes, you're going to hear that side better. The first thing you hear always goes in better. So there'll be a little bit Sheker in your psak. So the Dayan has to be careful and do not hear one side before the other side is there. And the same thing, Minayin LaBaal Din. How do we know it's an issa to the Baal Din themselves, not only to the Dayan, but even to the two Baal Dinim? The two Baal Dvorim, two people are coming to complain in Bezdin. Shelo yatim dvorav ledayin, koidim shiyovoi baldin chaveroi. There's nis upon Reuven, that he should not come early to the Bezdin that day, to tell over his side before his friend Shimon comes. Talmud Lema again, the same pasuk, midvar sheker tirchok. You may cause a sheker to come out, because you're coming first and putting your words in first. The dayin may listen to you more. You may cause a sheker. Stay away from it. Rav Kana, Masna, Rav Kana learned it out from this pasuk. It says, "Loisisa shei mashov." Do not hear any sheker in Lashon Hara, and Ubidashin loisashia. Do not cause anybody else to hear. So there's nis upon you, the Baal Dover, and there's also nis upon you not to cause the dayin to hear a sheker. Then the pasuk says, "Vasher loitoy v'osa b'soichamov." That they did something not nice. But what does this mean? Rav Oma Zeha Bo Be'ashor. The pasuk means somebody comes. Be'ashor means Reuven knows Shimon $100. Now a third person out of the moon comes and says, I'm going to be a shliach for Reuven. I want to collect the money from you, Reuven. So that's an issa. You should not do that. So Tosfos speaks out, Habo Be'ashor Kishoyse B'Shvil Shu Olam. If the only reason why you're doing it is because you're stronger, you're a strict person. And therefore,
Like, what do you have to stick your 2 cents in for? There's a machloekis between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon says no. So why should you stick your 2 cents in, like, to be the third party to try and collect the money? If Reuven is there anyway, you should not come in. Avol, kishetarach lovich lechaveru moisov, shein chaveru yochel litroich mitzvah kovin. That's usually the case of Hashor. You appoint somebody else to take over for you. That's where Reuven is sick in bed. He can't go to din now. He can't go to the dayan. Then his latter appointed shliach give Hashor. He gives permission to somebody else to ask for the money. That's mutter. But in the case that Reuven is going to be there anyway, just because you're the big shot, you want to come and help him out, that's not right. What do you stick your 2 cents in? Maybe you'll do something there to Shimon. That's called Asher Leitoy Vosa. Ushmul Omar, Zeh Rakeach Sodesh Yeh...
What is
that? Ushmul Omar, Zeh Rakeach Sodesh Sheyesh Shalor Asikin. Somebody goes to buy a field, that there are problems. There are people arguing about the field. Like, you know, there's a third party saying the field belongs to him. So you should not go now and buy that field. Even though Reuven is selling it to you, but maybe really it belongs to Shimon. You'll be mafsid Shimon. Stay away from such a field. Now the Mishnah says, "Enu nehege selabriyin lohayin," that the parasha of Shavuos Seydis only pertains to somebody that's fit to be an aid. So the question is, "Lafuki mai?" What are you coming to exclude? The Mishnah said already, you cannot be a korov, you cannot be posel, and you cannot be an isha. So what else is there? Some rapopo lafuke melech. It means to exclude a king. A king with dash in the Gemara Sanhedrin, he's not allowed to say Eidus. He has to have respect. And it's a zilzol for him to come to say Eidus. And this is the Raisa. So that's what a Mishnah means. That if a melech would make a shvua say this, he'd be potter, because he's not fit to be an eid. For avachor by Yaakov Omar lafuke mesacha bekuvia. It means to say the psulim midirabonin. A person that's a gambler, like we had before, we pass in the means only if that's his whole business, his whole livelihood is only gambling. He's a reisei for yeshuva shalaylam. Some of the rabbanim is possible. Someone like this. Another one says, "Man, the yom masfach bekuvi." The one that says that the mishnah means to include a psul mid rabbanim, a gambler. If so, kol shchein melech. For sure, a melech would be possible. We would be no pasha because he has a psul mid reisei. Rashi explains. Because the end is the mitzvah of COVID, so midiraisa is not supposed to be an aid. But a man, the yom melech, the one that says the Mishnah comes to include a melech, is avu masacha bekuvia midiraisa mechzei chazoi midiraisa gambler is kosher liyedus. We pass in asmachta is kanya. So when you put down the money, there's no ifigezel. For rabbanon who paslu, it's only a psul midirabbanon. But midiraisa, if he would say aidus, the aidus is called aidus midiraisa. So therefore, if he swears that he does not know aidus, that's called the Shavuos Seydis. This is the famous machlokes of an Indian Rabbanon helps for a Yeraisa. The Rabbanon said this person is not fit to say Eidus. So the first man the Yomit says, true Midi Yeraisa is fit, but so what? Lamais, if he would come now into Bezdin to say Eidus, Bezdin would not accept him because he's possum of the Rabbanon. So Lamais, he's not roy to be an aid. Therefore he's not in the Pasha. Second man the Yomit says, no, don't look at the Rabbanon, look at the Yeraisas. In the pure Yeraisa, this person is fit to be an aid, and therefore if he swears false, it's called the Shavuos Seydis. Then the Mishnah says, Bifnei Bezdin, Bishlai Bifnei Bezdin. Reb Meir holds, whether you swear false in Bezdin or outside Bezdin, you chai the korban. But my kimmislugi, where is the machlokes? That Rabbanon say no, only in Bezdin and not outside Bezdin. So Amru Rabbanon came to Rapopo. What is the machlokes told in? Vidoin mino umino. That when you learn out, here, in the parasha of Shavuos Seydis, it only says v'shama kol olo, that you heard the shvua from somebody else. That's called mushva in piacherim. How do we know that you chayv if you swear yourself? You learn it out from the parasha of Shavuos HaPikodin. By Shavuos HaPikodin, if you give somebody to watch something from you and you deny you swear false, that's the parasha of Shavuos HaPikodin. And there it says if you yourself swear. So we're learning out that just like from Exera Shava, techeter techeter. Just like by Shavuos HaPikodin, if you yourself swear false, Yichayiv, by Shavuos Seydis also, if you yourself swear false, Yichayiv. So now, bedoin mino of Yukubi Yasro, Kimitligi. The Shalur is, when you learn out Shavuos Seydis from Shavuos HaPikodin, do we learn out all the halachas of Shavuos HaPikodin, or do we say no? We only learn out, that's called doin mino umino, I'm learning out from Shavuos HaPikodin, and it has all the halachas of Shavuos HaPikodin. Or else, of Uki Basra means, learn out from Shavuos HaPikodin, it's a Shavuos Mipi Atzmai, but put it right back into the Pasha, Shavuos Edis, only inside Beis Din and not outside Beis Din. So it's like this. Rabbi Meir Savar, Doin Mino Mino. Learn out completely from Shavuos HaPikodin. Mipikodin, learning out from Pikodin. Ma Pikodin, Mushroom Mipi Atzmichayiv. There the Pasuk is talking about clearly that the person himself swears he does not have the Pikodin anymore. And so, if so, Af Edis, the same thing by Shavuos Edis, it applies Mushroom Mipi Atzmai. Even when you yourself swear, chayiv. If so, if you're learning out from Shavuos HaPikodin, Rabbi Meir holds Gzeirah Shavah is umino. Learn out all the halachas of Shavuos HaPikodin. Ma Pikodin. Just like for the case of Shavuos HaPikodin. Bein Bebezdin. Ubein Shleib Bebezdin. And it pertains both places. Whether you're inside Bezdin or outside Bezdin. If you're kaifer, you say, no, I do not have your Pikodin anymore. And you swear. Yechayiv. If so, Af Edis, now that we're learning out that halacha, back to the Pasha of Shavuos Edis, it applies, Bein Bebezdin, Bein Shalai Bebezdin. The case of Shavuos Atzmai, where you yourself are swearing that you do not know any Edis, so this Shavuos we learn out from Pikodim, it may hold, it applies even Chus Lebezdin. For Abon and Savri, no, Doin Minor, true, we're learning out Shavuos Edis from Shavuos HaPikodim, but right away, Vuyuka Biyasra, put that Chiddush of Shavuos HaPikodin right away back into the Pasha Shavuos Edis. True. Ma Pikodin Mushroom Piyatz Mechayiv. Af Edis Mushroom Piyatz Mechayiv. Even though by Shavuos Edis it only says in the Torah of Rishoma, you hear from somebody else the Shavuos, learning out from Pikodin, no, even if you yourself make the Shavuos, also Yechayiv HaKorbin. But right away, V'yuki Biyasra, put that Chiddush back into the Pasha right here of Shavuos Edis. Ma mushrim piacherim the bezdin, just like by the pasuk of Shavuos Edis, that somebody else makes you swear, it's only done in bezdin and not outside bezdin, is up in shleib bezdin loy. If you make the if somebody swears you outside bezdin, your potter. Up also this chiddush that we're learning out from Shavuos HaPikodin of mushrim piatsnoi, only the bezdin that applies in, but shleib bezdin loy. That's the machlokes when you make gzeira shava techoto. You learn out all the halachas of Shavuos HaPikodin, and the Rabbanim say no, you have to right away put it back into its own pasha.